Deborah is now going to teach you a little bit about what we do a lot of, and that's praise and worship.
Praise and worship. Thank you so much, Rabbi, and I appreciate you letting me share what I've learned through the years as a praise and worship singer.
Yeah.
Being in many choirs in the past, I've gained some really interesting experiences and continue to learn about actually the praise and worship singers are the Lord's army. That will be for a future teaching, but anyway, let's just keep to the text, right? I'll just ramble.
Don't ramble.
All right, so last week, if you missed it, and you did, Rabbi, because
you were at
a special event,
yes,
right?
Yes, I was.
We talked about discernment and discerning of spirits, and as you enter into praise, and praise is something that you can do with others in a group. Mm-hmm. There's usually a leader to kind of get you going, to stir up the gifts, you know.
But every single morning, you praise God for an hour. You praise and worship God for an hour, all by yourself.
All by myself.
Because I'm doing my own, you know, morning preparation stuff.
Right.
And I get to hear this awesome praise and worship.
Thank you.
And it's...
It's a discipline.
Yeah.
And so the more that you want to be with God...
Right.
He loves it when we sing to Him. And
right.
So you start out in the praise element... And pursue worship, which is something that's just you to Him,
right.
You know, and it's something between you and God alone. It's worship from all of the inner parts of your being. And so it's something that we strive to be with our Father, because to be in the presence of His love, there's nothing else like it. Nothing.
That's true.
So I'm going to ask you, what kind of a praising fire is burning within you for God?
Mm.
Now, that's the way we ended the teaching last week, talking about that burning fire within you to be with God. So the spirit of holiness, which sometimes is referred to as the Ruach HaKodesh, but actually it's a spirit of holiness as we pursue a set-apart lifestyle, it comes from obedience to the Word and disciplining yourself by Scripture. So that's one of the spiritual benefits we get.
Right.
By setting ourselves apart and living by the Word of God, we receive God's spirit of holiness.
Yeah.
It's a choice we make minute by minute to move closer to God or to appease our carnality. As Scripture tells us to walk by the Spirit, and you won't yield to the flesh, which in Judaism they call the animal soul.
Mm-hmm.
We all have one, people. Galatians 5:16 from the Brit Chadashah lists the yieldings of the flesh. And the reason that I am mentioning this is because some people, believers, don't understand that you're in spiritual warfare when you're praising and worshiping God. And not only the principalities and powers of darkness are trying to interfere with your praise and worship, but the animal soul within you is fighting for attention. And so some of the things that we'll try to manifest during praise and worship are the thoughts of adultery. Now remember that Yeshua said the physical act of adultery isn't actually the only form of adultery. It starts in the mind. So
right.
Yeshua said, if you think about having sex with another woman, or if a woman is thinking about, I wonder how this guy is in bed, you're committing adultery, all right? And you can be smack dab doing that in the middle of praise because of all the distractions we talked about in last week's lesson. So you've got a battle going on with your eye gate while you're praising and worshiping God. Fornication. I've been in praise and worship teams, no joke, where this person's sleeping with that person, and they're not married, and they're not married to each other, and it's going on in the churches and synagogues, unfortunately. So you have to be discerning. Uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a list, isn't it, Rabbi?
Yeah,
and remember that these yieldings begin in your mind. As Yeshua tells us that if you lust after someone in your mind, you have already committed adultery.
Right.
So you can understand the importance of guarding what enters your mind through sights and sounds while you're praising and worshiping the Lord. The more you choose God in every part of your 24/7 existence, and not just going to church and not just in the synagogue, to be seen by men, those people that just want to go and do their daily...
Look good, yeah.
Yeah, get, you know, like putting a coin in the box. Yay, I did my good deed for the week, so now I can go live like I want to live. The more you will walk in the Spirit as you yield to the Spirit of God, the Spirit of holiness.
Right.
Now, the animal soul, which I mentioned, which the Christians call the flesh, or it's referred to sometimes as carnality, mm-hmm. are what we sacrifice on the altar of praise.
Mm.
The animal soul, all those nasty things that I just read you that are trying to steal your praise and worship, those things are what you need to put on the altar of praise. Okay, suspending our physical senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, touch. Those are physical senses that try to draw you away from praise and worship, okay? And instead, you've got to consecrate yourself to God. It is a grave error to think that Jesus Christ became our sacrifice so that our efforts, excuse me, that sound like a Bostonian.
You do. You sound
like efforts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh.
That I knew where that came from. People are going, can't she talk?
Efforts.
If you're in Boston.
Yeah, we do talk funny up there, but I've been away for a while, so like, you can't tell really, can you?
Yeah.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you?
Can
is Hebrew for yes,
for,
correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, so it's a grave error to think that Jesus Christ became our sacrifice so that our efforts to please God require no effort in praise and worship other than singing pretty songs to feel good in our physical senses. This is actually part of what the Greeks do, and it's called entertainment.
Right.
Let's have a nice little sing-along. Yee! So let us exert ourselves in praise. Exert yourselves. Make a joyful noise. Stop making excuses for your voice. I don't know how many times I hear people say, oh, I can't sing.
Yeah.
No, that's a lie. The Lord says, joyful noise.
Right.
And if you really are bothered by your voice or somebody is bothered by your voice, go take some singing lessons. I did. Okay?
Well,
praise the Lord. It takes work. God gives you rough gifts like diamond in the rough. You know, it takes a lot of polish.
Yeah.
Right?
Excuse me. Although it seems that she's saying God, like G-A-H-D, she really means God. She really does.
You're picking on me tonight.
Rabbi David's picking on you.
Oh.
She also said God for God. The rabbis.
I know you.
I got another rabbi.
Okay.
So we are picking on you.
Okay, so of course you're right.
Go
okay.
ahead. Go
no
ahead.
Problem. I enjoy the interaction.
Good.
Okay, so our Father isn't giving us a grade for our talent when we praise and worship Him, but by the intention put forth from your heart.
Thank you. Exactly.
So, let's give it all we got, people.
And it doesn't matter how you sound.
It doesn't.
It's how your heart feels.
That's it.
It's about worshiping God from your heart.
And it's also what you're thinking.
Yeah.
If you're singing and your heart is feeling ooey gooey, but you're smelling the oneg or you're smelling the potluck and thinking, you're not doing anything, really.
Right.
Okay. All right, so what are we doing?
Well, let's make a joyful noise.
Okay.
And it don't matter how you sound. Just be joyful in it. And we're going to start out with Ma Tovu.
Ma Tovu, oh, Alecha Yaakov, Mishkenoteka Yisrael, Ve'yani Berov Chasdeka. Above and
was Ma Tovu, which is available online MP3 at DevoraClark.com. I recorded the entire Siddur service that we do, Rabbi Marty Cohen and myself, Psalmist Devorah Cohen. We broadcast live online every Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time from several social media sites, including Facebook, which if you look for the name of the group, it's Messianic Shabbat Siddur Service, as well as Periscope.tv at the handle Devorah Cohen 2017, along with Twitter and also YouTube. Look for Devorah Cohen. I thank you for listening to this podcast, and I ask you to do me a favor, if you would please, because I started this broadcast when I turned 64 in 2018, thus the name of the podcast, When I'm 64. So go to iTunes and look for the podcast entitled When I'm 64. Type in podcast and you'll see me big as day with my blonde hair there, When I'm 64, and write a review if you would please to help the ratings, because it's all about ratings, whether you're a podcaster or an artist, which I am both. So I appreciate you supporting the arts. Check out my website, devorahcohen.org, and share this podcast and let others know to come join us Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central online. In one accord, the Lord is gathering all nations into one united Israel. And that's why we sing the Siddur in Hebrew, because that is the mother tongue. And we're celebrating the return of the Messiah, Yeshua. And if you're Jewish, we don't try to convert anybody, so please come and join us anyway, because we know for those of you that don't believe in the Messiah Yeshua, you do believe that the Messiah is coming to Yerushalayim. So join us in one accord. Let us be united in what we do celebrate, and that is the creation story and the holy book, the Torah. So until we meet again, I wish you all peace, Salam and Shalom.